Gasoline prices are on the rise.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
As of this taping, GasBuddy reports that the lowest price for regular gas in the valley has risen to $3.29 per gallon, still below the national average of $3.63. Gas prices have gradually dropped from the high of $4.93 in June 2022 to a low of $2.81 just last January. They rose slightly in February, however, they are spiking high in the first half of March. Peak inflation adjusted gasoline prices was reached in June 2008 at $6.02 per gallon in today's dollars. This spike was caused by oil prices soaring to an unprecedented $134 per barrel, $200 in today's money. However, following the onset of the Great Recession, oil prices plummeted to $41 by the end of 2008, leading to a significant drop in gasoline prices, which fell to $1.70 per gallon. The price of oil is the largest component of gasoline prices, and previous shock to the oil market came after the Russian invasion of Ukraine, which pushed oil prices up to $114 per barrel and gasoline prices nearly $5 per gallon. That did not last as oil prices dropped. As of this taping, oil prices have risen to $94 per barrel. Alternative oil supplies have helped stabilize oil prices. Following oil's historic highs in 2008, solar and wind energy became a lot more appealing, and electric cars gained popularity. In 2022, when oil prices rose above $100, the competitive position of alternative fuels and electric vehicles was further improved. An older friend asked, "What happened to the 25 cents a gallon gas?" That prompted me to research the question. The last time gas prices averaged that low was 1949, revealing that my friend was older than I realized. It's important to note that wages were significantly lower back then. Adjusting for inflation, that quarter gallon price equates to $3.40 today. So we are still paying quarter a gallon in 1949 dollars. Over the past 75 years, inflation-adjusted gas prices have remained relatively stable, ranging from $2.57 to $3.96. The ongoing conflict in the Middle East has led to significant restrictions on oil supply. Concurrently, there has been a significant increase in demand for oil products due to wartime military usage. As a result, oil prices have risen significantly, and their impact is slowly rising the price of their byproducts like gasoline. When the conflict ends, supply and demand for oil will go to a new normal. That normal's resemblance to its pre-war one will mostly depend on the duration of the conflict. The longer the conflict, the more prices will be baked into the system, and the longer it will take for prices to return to something resembling their pre-war state. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.